Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Vayakil, and Parshas Shkolim. The Torah tells us in this week's Parsha, Perek Lamed Hei, Pasuk Beis, Sheshes Yomim Te'asa Melocha. 6 days of the week you should work, Ubayayim Ashvi Yelacham Kodesh, Shabbos Shabbosim Lashem. This is a tzivui that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu to tell Klal Yisrael, the mitzvah of keeping Shabbos. If one looks at the Pasuk, one will find something very interesting in the language. The Torah says, Sheshes Yomim, 6 days, Te'ase melacha, work shall be done. Why doesn't it say ta'ase melacha? In the direct, you should do melacha. And the Torah says it shall be done. We might answer with the following. We know the pasuk tells us in Tehillim, Perek Kuf Chav Ches, pasuk Beis, Yigia Kapecha Kisoichel Ashrecha V'Toivlach. David HaMelech says that a person who will work hard with the sweat of his hands, he'll be able to make parnasa, he'll be able to eat. Ashrecha v'tayvlach. The Svarim HaKadoshim are medayik from this pasuk. Yegia kapecha kisoichel. It doesn't say yegia reishecha. It says yegia kapecha. The Svarim explain that a person, when making mishtaldus for parnasa, should not put his head, so to speak, into trying to make a parnasa. He should only use his hands. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives parnasa, as the Gemara tells us, Mizaynos v'shalad Kitzuvin loy me Rosh Hashanah le Rosh Hashanah. On Rosh Hashanah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a gzarah din and tells each person how much he's going to make for that year, no more, no less. So therefore, say this for him, no matter how much ishtalos a person will put in, he's going to make the same amount whether he would have done it or not. And that's why a person, say this for him, should be a Shabbos tekiyid. Because Shabbos, a person cannot work, he's totally reliant on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And really, that's what we have when we have parnasa during the whole week. Sheshes yomim te'asa melacha. The melacha should be done, te'asa, it shall be done. It should be done memela, not be done by itself, not be done by us, but being done by itself. Because what we do is just in order to do hishtadlus, just in order to try to do the minimum, in order that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be mashpia on us, the parnasa that we deserve. We find this in Parshas Nitzavim, the same idea. The Torah tells us that at the end of Moshe Rabbeinu's life, Moshe Rabbeinu gathered the Jews. In Perek Chavtes, Pasuk Yud, it says, when it describes who was gathered, it says, Tapchem Neshechem V'gerecha Asher B'kerem Machanecha, Mechotei Veitzecha Ad Shoyim Meimecha. The Torah tells us that children were gathered, women were gathered, the Gerim, and also at the end of the Pasuk it says, Mechotei Veitzecha, from the people, from your woodchoppers, Atshei Meimecha, until those who drew the water. Rashi explains, Melamed, Shabo Kananim Liskayer Bimei Moshe. We learn from this pasuk that the Kananim came in the times of Moshe Rabbeinu when Klal Yisrael was still in the Midbar in order to become Gerim, just like the Givinim came in the time of Yeshua, and they became Chaytve Eitzim and Shoevei Mayim. They became woodchoppers and water drawers. I once heard a beautiful question. How do we know from this pasuk they were talking about people that came to be Megayer, people who were Goyim? Maybe it's talking about there were Jews amongst us, there were Jews amongst the crowd, amongst the people that did these professions. The answer is that a Jew is not a Chaytev Eitz, he's not a Shoyev Mayim. A person is not a water drawer, a Yid is not a water drawer, and a Yid is not a wood chopper. He may do that for Parnassa, he may do that in order to bring Parnassa to his family, but that's not his essence. The essence of a Yid is that he's a Yid, he's a Jew. The parnasa, the means that he has in order to support his family, to make a parnasa, that's just something which is outside of him. That's just something which he utilizes in order to do his ishtadlus, in order to bring parnasa. And that may be the pshat, again, in our pasuk. Sheshes yomim te'asa melacha. The melacha shall be done, but that's not our essence. That's not who we are. We just do it in order to provide. We see this also in this week's Parsha Shkolim. The Torah tells us in Parsha Shkolim, Ha'ashir lo yarbe v'hadal lo yamit. The rich person is not allowed to give more, and the poor person is not allowed to give less. The Svarim HaKadoshim explain, Ha'ashir lo yarbe, the usher should not feel that he is any greater than anybody else, v'hadal lo yamit, and the person who is poor shouldn't feel any more inferior than anybody else. And that's because whatever parnasa is given to them in Hashemayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives them, that's what they're meant to have. Not because they're smarter than anyone else, or not because they're greater than anybody else, but because there was a din min Hashemayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was geyser on each person, what he's supposed to have, Rosh Hashanah v'ad Rosh Hashanah. Therefore, in the counting of each person in Klal Yisrael, they each give the same amount. The machatzis ha-shekel, the half a shekel. Not a whole shekel, but a half a shekel. In order to show that, number one, each and every person in Klal Yisrael makes up part of the whole. And number two, to remind us that Parnassah is min ha-shamayim, and we just put in our shtavlos. A guten Shabbos.